Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because the topic we're covering, UK settlement, population and economic challenges, is one of those topics that comes up again and again in exams. And once you really get it, it's genuinely fascinating. We're talking about why some parts of the UK are thriving while others are struggling, where people choose to live and why, and the big debates around migration. So get comfortable, maybe grab a pen, and let's dive in. Let's start with the big one, the two-speed economy. This is the idea that the UK doesn't have one economy, it has two, and they're moving at very different speeds. The southeast of England, particularly London and the surrounding area, is racing ahead. Think about it. London's GDP per head is around £39,000. There are world-class financial services, tech companies, professional services firms. House prices are sky high. Average properties in London cost over £500,000. Employment rates are strong, wages are high, and investment keeps pouring in. Now, compare that to the northeast of England. GDP per head there is around £22,000. That's nearly half of London's figure. Average house prices are closer to £150,000. Unemployment is higher, wages are lower, and many of the traditional industries – coal mining, steel production, shipbuilding – have disappeared. Young people often leave to find better opportunities elsewhere. Geographers call this brain drain, and it makes the problem worse because the region loses its most talented and ambitious people. Now, here's something really important for your exam. Examiners want you to be specific. Don't just say the north is poorer than the south. Name the regions. Use the statistics. Say the northeast has a GDP per head of £22,000 compared to £39,000 in the southeast. That's the kind of precise knowledge that earns you marks at level 3 and level 4. So why does this gap exist? There are several reasons. Historically, the north was built on heavy industry – coal mining, steel production, shipbuilding. When those industries declined in the 1970s and 80s, the north was hit hard. The southeast, meanwhile, had already shifted towards service industries and finance. London's position as a global financial centre brought massive investment. Government spending and infrastructure investment has also historically been concentrated in the southeast. And transport links – better roads, faster rail – make the southeast more attractive to businesses. What's being done to bridge the gap? This is where the strategies come in, and examiners love asking you to evaluate these. The Northern Powerhouse Initiative, launched in 2014, aimed to boost economic growth across northern cities like Manchester, Leeds, Sheffield and Liverpool by investing in transport, housing and skills. HS2, High Speed 2, is a major rail project designed to improve connectivity between London and northern cities, cutting journey times and making northern cities more attractive to businesses. Enterprise zones offer businesses lower taxes and reduced planning restrictions to encourage investment in specific areas. And devolution, giving regions like Greater Manchester more control over their own budgets and decisions, is another strategy. The question examiners often ask is how effective are these strategies? And the honest answer is, it's complicated. Progress has been made, but the gap remains significant.